Saturday night saw the Czech Republic host its annual National Film Awards, known as the Český Lev or Czech Lion. No single film swept the board, but as Dominik Jun reports, director Alice Nellis's film Tajnosti, or Little Girl Blue, to give it its English title, came away with Best Film.
The Czech Lion, held over the weekend, is the country's version of the Oscars. The Viewers' Award for Best Film went to the Jan Svěrák comedy Vratné lahve, or Empties. Jan Svěrák, known for the Oscar-winning film Collier, as well as such films as Elementary School and Dark Blue World, also came away with the Best Director Award, while his father Zdeněk won Best Screenplay for the same film. Ivan Trojan came away with the Best Actor Award for the film Václav, while France's Marion Cotillard won Best Actress for her performance in Edith Piaf, which was partly produced in the Czech Republic. Meanwhile, Alice Nellis won the Best Film for Tajnosti, or Little Girl Blue, which was also produced by Jan Svěrák. The film is a poetic tale of a mother with a unique view of the world. In the midst of an existential crisis, she uses these observational talents to ease her personal angst. It opened to generally warm reviews, with critics praising its strong acting, music, and production design. I asked film critic Tomáš Beldínský if he was surprised that the film won the main award.
I must say that I wasn't surprised at all, because of her film is the typical winner, because of its very small, very, you know, you can feel some kind of bond to that film. And I know that Alice has a very good name among the filmmakers. She's very well known. She's very kind of friendly person. So, you know, I wasn't surprised.
I asked Mr. Baldinsky to elaborate what he thought made the film such a winner.
You know, I think it's the film that is mainly focused on women, and since I'm not a woman, I can't give balanced review of it. When I was writing my review, I wrote that it's really a film by a woman focused to women, that it's something like women sit at the table and talk to themselves, and if we men go around the table and listen a bit, we just don't understand.
However, most observers would contend that contemporary Czech cinema is not in a very good condition at present, following the strong state support offered by the communist regime and the brief creative flourish that occurred in the early 90s. Today, Czech cinema is struggling to find a voice comparable to the worldwide following the country garnered during the 1960s new wave. Cheaper to produce documentary films are flourishing, while dramatic ones are, many critics contend, still failing to offer Czech audiences anything new. I asked Tomáš Baldinsky if he agreed with this assessment.
Well, I think it's recovering. I think that our cinematography has been ill, and it was kind of grave illness a couple of years ago. And now I see, not only from the quality of films, but from the atmosphere in the filmmakers' society, is that they're preparing films with higher aims. They somehow feel the vibe of European cinema, and the topics they are trying to present are more and more open to the Europe and to the world. So I think we're looking ahead to some better times.
Film critic Tomáš Baldinsky ending that report by Dominik Jun.